The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
844, 16 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, I called it a resurrection with Coach Coach Rizzi. Please feel free to use that if you like. You can have it. Take it. It's yours. Tell me on the sideline, I want to talk to you about this because you get a different sense than you do watching it on TV, even in the stands of the press box. What was your sense of the difference in the Saints team on Sunday under Coach Rizzi?
Well, I mean, you know, it's tough because, yeah, you can compare, okay, yeah, you're winning a game to you're in the seventh game of a losing streak, and the emotion and energy is going to be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think it started at the beginning of the game. It started in the week leading up to the game. I think people were a little more locked in. They were a little more, I don't know, emotionally charged. They changed a lot of things building up to the game, and I think, you know, the goal was to kind of give things a fresh feeling, to kind of make it almost like, hey, this is an eight-game season. And that's kind of how it felt. It felt more like a week one than a week 10, if that makes sense, right? Like, you don't get to do that in the NFL, right? The first 9 weeks count. You can't just say, hey, well, we're going to see what happens from here. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you have to prove that you have something. And I think that's kind of what that was. And yeah, I mean, when things are going well for you, you're going to get hyped. And I think, you know, when you preach all week accountability and we're going to play clean quality football and you go out there and do it. So the energy was there and it's good to see, you know, it's difficult to watch any team. I mean, think about it in any context. You go 2 months at what you do for a living and you don't succeed one time. That's just not good for you. That's not good for your soul, right? Like, that's just bad. It's bad business. It's a bad experience. So I think that it was kind of like a level of tension kind of breaking and everyone kind of was playing a little freer, I think, and behaving a little freer, I think. But that's a challenge, right? Because I think it's a lot easier to do that in 1 week than it will be to do that for the final 2 months of the season.
You're reading ahead, Jeff Nowak. You're reading ahead because that was my next question. It's one thing to do it for 1 week, but to sustain it. Continue, please.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's going to be the challenge for Rizzi. I think, you know, Mickey came on WWE yesterday and he kind of said this, like, you know, you can get guys to lock in for that 1 week. Can you do it for the rest of the season? And I think that's going to be the challenge because you're not going to be able to change practice schedules every week and do all these things to kind of eliminate that Groundhog Day feeling. You gotta lock in and you gotta get guys doing things the right way. And now what Darren said and what I think is correct is, you know, you can change things up. You can make things feel different. So you can cut through that monotony and, you know, that feeling like you're bashing your head against the wall. Winning games makes that a lot easier to do. But we'll have to see, right? That's going to be something that we watch this week. If we see a team come out and look completely flat against the Browns, all these good vibes are going to go away just as quickly as they arrived, right? So, you know, I think it's really exciting and it's fun to watch a team win a game. I think people need to kind of pump the brakes a little bit on, wow, everything's fixed. The one problem is gone and now we're back to where we need to be. There's a lot of things this football team needs to figure out, and that's going to happen over the course of the next 2 months.
And I don't say this to be a jerk, but I think what you're talking about is gimmicks as opposed to substantive change, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't use the term gimmicks. You know,
if it's a one-off,
like,
no,
like,
but here's what I mean. If it's a one-off, then maybe it is a gimmick. That's all I'm saying. We don't know that right now.
Something like, you know, I would use the term superficial, right? Like something like changing sides of the field in practice, right? Mm-hmm. That's not something that's like, well, we were better because the offense was over there and the defense. No, it was just something that was a superficial change to kind of give the image of, hey, I'm doing this a little differently. And there's superficial things, and then there's more tangible things, like changing the stretch period into an activation period, which is a little more scientific and mimics more of what you're going to be doing in practice to try to cut down on soft tissue injuries, right? There's reorganizing the locker room so that position groups are with each other so they can kind of build that bond, and you feel like that's going to be a more conducive way to get the locker room headed the direction you want it, stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, there's stuff you could do in the first week that you're not going to be able to do every week. Like, you're not going to be able to get that kind of charge of emotional energy that you were after the firing, because everyone's kind of locked in and saying, like, hey, okay, this is the wake-up call we needed. But hey, maybe you can lean into that more, and that's what I'm hoping happens. And if you can win this game on Sunday against the Browns, I think you actually do have something, because you're going to go into a bye week with a lot of positivity. And then you're going to come back and face a Rams team that's a very good team that the Saints defense had a lot of trouble with last year. I think this is going to be kind of the where the rubber meets the road for Riz. But, you know, you got to get that first win before we even have that this conversation. So it's a big thing for them to go out there and beat the Falcons. It really is. But it's only the first step on that road.
The Rams last year, I remember watching one drive. It seemed like I was watching a Mardi Gras parade because I was just sitting there and the whole offense just went by. You know what I'm saying? 850.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like. It honestly did. It's like, well, okay, here comes the offense. Oh, and there they go. And, all right, we've seen it. It's over. Let's go home. 851, 9 till 9. More with Jeff Nowak when we come back. Time now, WWL traffic. 8:56 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, tell me about these Cleveland Browns. You know, for one thing I wanted to say that resonated with me, you talk about you can't just ignore what happened and say it's a new season from here on in. I guess because the weather's been so warm, it's hard to believe that it's week 11 already. You there? Jeff, you got me muted? Jeff Nowak, you got me muted or not?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right. No, but it is hard to believe that it's week 11, isn't it?
Yeah, the weather isn't exactly making us feel like it's Christmas season. Let's put it that way. But yeah, the Browns are coming in. Jameis Winston's their quarterback. It's another team that's had a lot of early season struggles and kind of started to sort some things out. Obviously, they beat the Ravens, had a kind of down week the following week. But Jameis Winston's going to be their quarterback. I'm sure he's going to have some motivation to come in here and put one on his former team. The guy I'm more concerned about is Myles Garrett. You know, he's just a behemoth. He's one of the toughest matchups you'll have in the NFL in terms of an edge rusher. So, you know, the Saints should be getting Eric McCoy back. That'll be a boost, I think. But you know, if they can block up the Browns defensive line, I like their chances in that matchup. And yeah, it'd be nice to turn that losing streak and turn around into something of a winning streak and have some sustained positivity. Because that's just what we haven't had in the last 3 years is a nice long winning streak to make the fans feel like things are heading in the right direction. So that would be nice to start this week.
And to be clear, a lot had to go in their favor for them to beat the Falcons. I mean, you look at Younghoe Koo, right? Who saw that coming?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the case. You know, that's the thing. The margins are so small in the NFL, right? Like, mm-hmm. if he doesn't make a 58-yard field goal in week four, you're 3-1. And who knows how things go from there. So, yeah, that's why it is difficult to go on a winning streak because, you know, a bounce of the ball the other way and suddenly it's a 24-20 game instead of a 20-17 win. But that's why those, you know, showing up in the big moments is important, and you can play as good as you want. If you don't show up in the fourth quarter the way the Saints did on Sunday, you're going to lose football games. And that, to me, was the biggest difference. We can talk about energy. We can talk about whatever. We can talk about practice schedule. But making the big plays in the fourth quarter is what won you that game, and that's what they haven't done. It's what the Saints haven't done, particularly at defense, over the first 9 weeks. So hopefully that continues.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. We come back, we're going to talk to Matt Brown, publisher of the Extra Points newsletter. Republicans likely having control of the House, Senate, and presidency. There could be even more changes coming in college athletics. We'll talk about that. Name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, all that stuff, and how college sports have changed when we return. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870. There are no dumb questions when it comes to this because it can be terribly confusing. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.